was a great racing story that unfolded on the weekend with Jason Baldock, who has just returned to the saddle recently from an eight-year hiatus, riding a treble at Tauwong. And he joins us this morning on Racing Pulse. And Jason, I believe it's your 45th birthday today as well. So happy birthday.
Hey, thank you. You probably didn't have to tell everyone, but anyway, we won't hide that.
Well, it's obviously a young 45, judging by your efforts on the weekend. How crazy is it to think that you're back in the saddle after 8 years out and you managed to take home a treble?
Yeah, well, I probably have to pinch myself a bit. But at the end of the day, hard work will reap rewards for you. So, it's been a long road, but, yeah, it tastes a bit of success, and let's hope it continues on.
So take us back to when you originally decided to hang up the saddle, which was 8 years ago, February 2010, and then to where you are now. What were you doing in the interim period, and why did you decide to come back?
I was always still, once you're in the game, it's always in your blood. Been in the back of my mind, but I went off and I was still riding work for Leon Corson's at Romsey at this stage, and from there I was driving trucks at the airport and logistic work and all that. But 8 years, it seems like yesterday, really. But
really?
Yeah, it does. Because I ride 16 to 20 horses per morning after Flemington. I go out to Simon O'Donnell's and ride out there too. So the fitness has always been there, but it just come up one day and I said to my wife, I said, look, I'm not getting any younger. I'm as fit as a fiddle. I think I should maybe apply for my license again and see how we go. And it's all just gone from then on.
Well, you've got five kids as well, don't you?
Yeah,
they're a bit flat.
Pretty expensive.
Is that part of the reason you got back in the saddle as well, to feed the mouths?
Yes, they are. Nothing gets any cheaper. Everything gets more expensive, and as you would know, and people out there, they want more and more. So you've got to work a bit extra hard at the Christmas times, and give them what they want sometimes.
And you're certainly putting in the miles to get the success, because I believe you rode your first winner back at a non-tab the week before. Now, that was Carrathoola, New South Wales, 400 k's away. And it's about, 390 k to Tauwong, is it?
Yes. So I rode a bit of work at Flemington and then took off to Tauwong that morning, which was probably a five-hour drive, nearly just under. But look, I could probably count myself a bit blessed at the moment that my weight's pretty good and I'm riding 54-55, whereas some of the other jocks, like, obviously they're not travelling that far, but some may. I don't have to get in the car and put the heater on and try and lose 3 kilos before I get up there or anything like that. So the weight's pretty good.
Well, Jace, it's a great story to see you back in the saddle after 8 years. Where do you head this weekend?
Unfortunately, Michael, I got a bit of a holiday at Tauwong too, so yeah.
All right.
So, cop it on the chin and we'll fight to next Tuesday when I'm back.
Well, good luck with that, Jace. Well done again on your comeback and a treble at Tauwong.
Hey, look, I appreciate everyone's generosity, and I've got plenty of support behind me.
Jason Baldock, 45 today.